India has registered the highest ever growth in the value of defense production in 2023-24. The value of production has reached nearly 1,27,000 crore rupees in 2023-24, which is 16.8% higher than the value of production of the previous financial year. Sharing the information in a social media post today, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh said the Make in India program is crossing new milestones year after year under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Singh congratulated the industry, including defence public sector undertakings, other public sector undertakings manufacturing defence items, and the private industry. He said the government is committed to create a more conducive regime for developing India as a leading global defence manufacturing hub. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that India has made tremendous gains in improving the survival chances of mother and children and at a much faster pace than the global average. Mr. Nadda was addressing virtually the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health PMNCH board meeting held in Geneva. The minister appreciated the long-standing commitment of PMNCH towards women, children and adolescents. He remarked that the partnerships and initiatives undertaken have laid a robust foundation for the future. The minister said, as the vice chair of the partnership group, India remains deeply committed to advance the issue of protecting women, children and adolescents, along with fostering meaningful youth engagement and gender equality. The centre has issued guidelines for funding of testing facilities, infrastructure and institutional support for development of standards and regulatory framework under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has said the scheme will be implemented with a total budgetary outlay of 200 crore rupees till the financial year 2025-26. The scheme, to be implemented by the National Institute of Solar Energy, will support identification of the gaps in the existing testing facilities for components, technologies and processes in the value chain of green hydrogen and its derivatives. A special session of the Jharkhand Legislative Assembly has been convened on Monday to seek a vote of confidence for the Hemant Soren government. The decision to this effect was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Hemant Soren. Before taking oath yesterday, Chief Minister Soren had submitted a letter of support of 44 MLAs to Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan. Union Minister and Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP Jharkhand in charge, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, criticised the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM for changing the Chief Minister for the second time in the state. Countering State Chief Minister and JMM leader Hemant Soren's statement, Mr. Chauhan said the BJP neither harasses nor protects anyone, emphasising that investigative agencies operate independently. Earlier, without naming the BJP, Mr. Hemant Soren had alleged that the opposition jailed him by levelling false allegations. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand and most parts of northeast India for today and tomorrow. The Weather Department said a cyclonic circulation lies over northeast Rajasthan and a trough runs from northeast Rajasthan to Bangladesh. In Assam, the flood situation has deteriorated further due to relentless rain. More than 21 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 29 districts. Six more persons lost their lives in the last 24 hours, taking the total number of flood-related deaths in the state to 52. In the United Kingdom, Labour Party has registered a landslide victory in the parliamentary election, defeating ruling Conservatives. As per the latest data, Labour has won 410 of the 650 seats, crossing the threshold of 326 seats for a working majority in the House of Commons. Keir Starmer of Labour Party is set to become Britain's next Prime Minister, ending 14 years of often tumultuous Conservative government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the Indian contingent heading for the Paris Olympics 2024 later this month. Interacting with the athletes yesterday, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the contingent will bring glory to India. And with that, we end this news bulletin.